Praise God. We thank the Lord for, as I said, all that he has done today. We've reached some milestones today through prayer, and we just believe in God that we'll continue on. We know that this is just the beginning of the things that we've been praying for. We've been praying for justice, and we serve a righteous God. In fact, that's part of what I'm going to talk about tonight, God the righteous judge. And also the other part of that is the Lord our keeper. We don't have to worry about it, what the world is doing or what people are saying or whatever they say that is going to happen or not going to happen. We know God is our keeper. But let's talk about God the righteous judge, justice and judgment. Praise God. Turn with me to Psalm 89, the 11th through the 18th verses. That's Psalm 89, 11 through 18. And it reads, "The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm. Strong is the hand, and high is thy right hand." We talk about the power of God. Hallelujah. Verse 14, he says, "Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy name." It's already established. We don't need to worry about what is not going to happen, what things that people say that we may or may not have, or what to do us. We know the word of God is already established. Justice and judgment are the inhabitation of thy throne. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Amen. God already told us we are the salt of the earth. We're the light of the world. Amen. And that we're going to walk in fullness and walk in joy and walk in the peace of God as he's already commanded. He said, "Dear people, we know the joyful sound of the Lord." Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Verse 16, "In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted." And that's key. In the name of Jesus, we rejoice, and because we give him the praise, because we honor him, we look into him, and there is no failure in him. He's that faithful judge. Amen. Verse 17, "For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horns shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King." Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have this righteous judge. You know, the Word of God says his righteousness and the justice are the very pillars and the foundation of God's throne, and they are supported by his mercy and truth that endure throughout all generations. Amen. Praise God. It talks about the righteousness of God and the justice of God. It's the very foundation of God's throne. And then it emanates the God's very presence coming from his throne, hallelujah, down through the earth and all that he has established, his very essence, the very character of God, who God is, hallelujah, is undergirded by his mercy and his truth, hallelujah. Joy and love emanate from the throne of God, peace and strength and refuge, his faithfulness. God's compassion, hallelujah, is emanating from him. Amen. And you and I, we're secure in the hiding place. Hallelujah. Praise God. We know that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So we have that hiding place in God, the righteous judge. He's a fair God. He's a just God. He's a faithful God, compassionate God. We have to make sure, people of God, our actions towards others flows out of love and justice and righteousness and mercy and truth. We have to make sure all that we do, what we plan to do, how it's going to affect others. Are we treating them with love? Are we showing the compassion? Like God says that his mercy and all the peace flowing from his throne, praise God, is flowing down through us. And as his people, God expects us to love one another. Praise God. The Bible tells us love is a summation of the whole matter, the love of Christ. He says, when you love one another, the Bible says, you know that you've passed from death unto life. Why? Because we love the brethren. Amen. Glory to God. And then St. John, the 5th chapter, the 30th verse, Jesus claims that my judgment is just and it's absolute because I seek not my will. I don't do my will, but I'm delivering to you the will of my Father, the will of he who sent me. He says, I don't judge as I just judge as I am told. So I know it's true. I know the judgment that I am judging you with is absolute. There's no question about that. Praise God. And then 1 Peter 1 and 17, and we're talking about God, the righteous judge. Peter talks about God as an impartial judge. In other words, he has no favorites. God is no respecter of persons. Listen, people, and this is, I'm speaking to me as well, just because we are God's children, and that we have his favor, and that we have his blessings, and that we have his promises, it doesn't mean that we can do anything we want. Let me say it again. Just because we are God's children, and just because we feel we're privileged, but it doesn't mean that we all have to obey what the Word of God says. Amen. Hallelujah. I like to say it this way. Because we are God's children, because the love of God is living on the inside of us, how much more should we do whatever we do to honor him, to bring glory to him, that men and women can see our good works and then in turn glorify and praise our Father, which is in heaven. Amen, someone. So we know that God is a just God and he's no respecter of persons. And certainly, you and I, we have to one day give an account for everything that we've done, our deeds in our body. Ephesians 4, 5, and 6 says, there's just one Lord, and there's just one faith, and just one baptism. There is but only one true and living God, who is infinite in being and infinite in perfection. There's no one like him, no one to be compared to him. God is the most pure spirit. Can I talk about his attributes tonight? Our God, he's most holy God. Our God, he's the most wise and the most absolute God. Amen. He's invisible and immutable, yet immense. And he's eternal, praise God. He's incomprehensible. You can't figure God out, but you just believe in and just stand on his promises. And we see the love that I'm talking about that emanates from his very throne. Amen. Hallelujah. His mercy and his grace. So much so that he gives you and I new mercies every single day. Someone should say hallelujah to that. And not only that, he's almighty. Our God is omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's all-powerful, all-knowing, everywhere at the same time. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. See, the Lord is working all things out according to the counsel of his own will. Sometimes you and I, we pray about things and we don't see things happening as quickly as we think they should happen. It seems like we're praying and our prayers just hit the ceiling and come back down. But let me tell you what, God is working, the Bible says, all things according to the counsel of not our will, but his own immutable will and most righteous will. For his own glory, for his own praise, all because he's a loving God. Hallelujah. He's gracious and merciful. Thank God he's long-suffering. Praise God. What if he was like man? You and I would be cut off a long time ago because of his grace, because of his mercy. Hallelujah. And his abundance of goodness and truth. You and I can live. We can be free. Hallelujah, God. We can live according to what he has said that we can live. Hallelujah. We can live this victorious life. Amen and amen. Praise God. Talking about God, the righteous judge. There's many things that we have even heard today. Praise God. And even in the justice, that's what we've been praying for, justice. And yet we're still praying for justice. And we have a long way to go. And our black race has been held down so long. But yet we're not going to be in despair. We're not going to give up. And we just pray for the young people that have the tenacity and the backbone, the courage, the push to stand and say, no, we're not going to give up. And they're going to need us to pray. They're going to need the Lord's protection. Praise God. They're going to need the undergirding here as we fight this battle together. Oh, it's not just one person, or not two or three, but we're all in this together, knowing that the battle is still not ours, but the battle is the Lord's. If we're going to win, praise God, we're going to win based on the Word of God and living according to his word. Amen, someone. Hallelujah. I believe that. I'm excited because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. And just because we don't see things happening as quickly as they should, but believe it, it will happen. Praise God. We still have a lot to be thankful for. Think about our ancestors. Think about our loved ones, our grandparents that have fought this good fight, that have endured hardship, that you and I can have even this much freedom that we experience now. We still have to give God the praise. The Bible says, you know, when our ways are pleasing to God, he will even cause our enemies to be at peace with us. Hallelujah. I praise God. Glory to God. Turn with me to Psalm 121 and 8. Hallelujah. My time is getting away from me, but that's okay. We just want to get you the word of God, that you'll be fed, that you'll be full, that you know that God is on our side. It says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which comes my help. In other words, I'm going to look past the hills, look past the mountains, look at God above the hills, and look at him. And then the next verse, he says, my help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. We're talking about the Lord, our keeper. The scripture says the Lord is, not maybe, not perhaps, but he's our keeper right now. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been accused of, no matter what's been withheld from us, we know that God is our keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. I'd like to concentrate on that verse 4. It says, he that keepeth Israel, he neither slumbers nor sleep. See, the God we serve, he is not only a just God, but he is a guardian. He was Israel's guardian, but he's also our guardian. He keeps a watchful eye over us. He never slumbers. He never gets tired. He never gets weary. So while you and I are sleeping and slumbering through the night, the Bible says the enemy is sitting up all hours of the night, coming up with devices and things how they can work against the people of God. But not so. But God says, I'm going to get the watch has a watchful eye. I am your keeper, saith the Lord. Praise God. He said, listen, while you're yet calling me for help and calling me for direction, calling me for guidance, he'll say, here I am. Hallelujah. We can call God anytime, any time of day or night, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of the riots, and in the midst of pandemics, in the midst of lawlessness, disparities, dictatorship. Our God will always hear and answer our prayer. That's why it's so important. As the scripture says, if my people who are called by my name, if we, people of God, if we would humble ourselves, if we would seek his face, if we would pray and turn from our wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive your sins. And he says, and then I will heal the land. And you and I know, all over the world, all over our nation, hallelujah, we need a healing. Praise God. And we're going to believe God, but we have a job to do. It's our job to pray and seek God. That's what this prayer line is about, and to intercede on behalf of those who are not able to intercede, to shed light of his word. Because, see, this word goes out. Then you and I hear the word. Then we become accountable for the word of God, and we have to walk in this word. We need to do this word, not only hear it, but the Bible says, be doers of the word. You see, even on last Saturday night, as I watched the rioting on TV and the looting and the destruction, I begin to say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, let your blood prevail. God, protect your people. Cover us under your blood. Hallelujah. I begin to pray right then. And I even sent out a couple of texts to a few people. I said, we need to pray and pray that God will give victory and give peace. And then he will calm the rioters and so forth. But God is that spiritual, and he gives us that physical covering. He upholds you and I with his righteous right hand, the scripture says. And he's a shield and he's a buckler. He's a high tower for us. Nobody can pluck you and I out of his hand. That deserves a praise right there. Hallelujah. You see, because God is our light, God is our salvation. And whom shall we fear? Think about that. We're walking in the light as he is in the light. The word says we will have fellowship one with the other. That's what we're doing on this line tonight. We are having fellowship one with the other. I may be the one giving out the word, but that's okay. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You hear the word, and you're encouraged that much more to know that the Lord is the strength of your life. And he says, whom shall we be afraid? Think about that. And then in Psalms 91, the word says, he that dwelleth in that secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We find that place. Stay in that place. Take residence up in that secret place of the Most High. Only you can get in your prayer room, wherever that is. It don't mean you have to be on your knees. It might be in your car. It might be at the kitchen sink. It might be as you're doing laundry. Wherever that secret place is, stay there and abide there. He promised to cover us. God is, we have a secret place. We have a hiding place where the devil can't find us. He keeps us safe under his shadow. God is our protection. He is our shield. God is our covering. He is our defendant. Amen. I know I'm encouraging all of us on this line on tonight. Listen, just like the mother hen who covers and protects her little chicks from fierce animals, she shelters them under her wings from the fierce storms. Well, God protects us the same way. God shelter us from the storms of life. Hallelujah. From all the myths of the raging adversities of life. And God knows we're living in the midst of adversities right now with coronavirus and all kinds of bigotry and disparities. Hallelujah. And prejudice. We've been living under that. But God is still our shelter. We still give give him praise. Hallelujah. He shelters us from demonic forces. And you can read that in Ephesians 6:13-17. He tells us what to do. See, God is our God, but yet he told us how to equip ourselves. And let me remind you of that. You need to put on the whole armor of God. We all need to do this, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. God knows the evil day is here. Having done everything to stand, he says, keep on standing. And then stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, with the word of God, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. People of God, we got to be fully dressed. He says, look, don't leave your feet out. Your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And that's why David said, listen, David fought a lot. Enemies were constantly on his back and plotting for him. But he said, Lord, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You and I, we need to continue to hide that word, know the word, learn the word, and then hide it in your heart. People may take us, could take the church away. They could take the Bibles away, but they can never take the word of God away. Hallelujah, because it's in that secret place, in our heart. Hallelujah. So people, the fight is on. But we got to fight the good fight of faith. I'm going to say it again. The fight is on. But we must fight the good fight of faith. And we're knowing that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us, through him who gave himself for us. Understand, in Psalm 46, he says that God is our refuge and he is our strength. He's a very present help in trouble. We need that refuge. We need his strength even now. We pray over the protesters, the ones that are also protesting for a righteous cause, and the looters and all that. We still pray for them, that they will find their way in Christ, that we pray that the God will just show up and show out, oh God, that they won't be able to discourage the purpose, that the people are out there fighting for a worthy cause, fighting for the justice of the people, fighting that we might have peace with our children, that when my sons and our daughters go out, our grandchildren, that they don't have to feel that they're being discriminated against. We are praying now that the power of the Holy Spirit, it would just engulf them, hallelujah, that would keep us, hallelujah, according to his word. And then the word tells us, just because God is our refuge, just because he's our strength, we don't have to fear. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, the word tells us to be still. And we have to know that God is God. He said, know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth. See, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So may I say to you all, encourage you and strengthen you. Strengthen yourself in the Holy Spirit. Read the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Refresh yourself. Hallelujah. Encourage somebody else. Let them know we can make this together. Hallelujah. There is strength in unity. So may I encourage you to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Hallelujah. He shall strengthen your heart. Stay in the race. Stay focused. And because this fight is on, the fight, guess what, has already been set. It's a set fight. You know why? Because we win. We are those conquerors, more than conquerors. That was Jesus said through him. Remember, Christ in us is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. And I trust that you have been blessed with the word of God. I know I gave you a lot. I feed you a lot. Praise God that you have received the word. Remember, the Lord is our keeper. The Lord is the strength of our life. Remember, God, he's the righteous judge. Oh, yes. the truth will always prevail. Justice will prevail. God is still God. He says we don't have to worry about the heathen. We don't have to worry about that at all. We just look to the hills. Look to him. He is the author of our faith. He's the beginning. He's the end. He's the first and the last. He's everything in between. All that we need is in Christ. Praise God. Let us pray. Our holy and righteous God, we acknowledge your sovereignty. We acknowledge you because you're the peace that passes all understanding. Justice is your very throne. It surrounds your throne. Faithfulness, you're the faithful judge. We thank you for your compassionate care that you love us. You so loved us that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in you shall never perish, but we will have everlasting life. We acknowledge you today as our high priest. We thank you, Lord, for salvation. We thank you, Lord God, for your promises tonight. We thank you, Lord, because it's in you that we live and we move and we have our very being tonight. Hallelujah. We have come this far by faith. Father, we are leaning and we're depending on you. Father, we are trusting in you, Lord, oh God. Father, our life depends on you, Lord. Our very next breath depends on you, Lord God. We're looking up to you, Lord. We're looking up and we're living today. We thank you for this day because you are giving us this day. You've given us our daily bread. You've given all that we need to sustain us today. You've given us life. You've given us food. You've given us shelter. You've given us raiment. Oh, God, you've given us family, huh? We've given us friends, hallelujah. You've given us your word that will never, ever pass away. For that we say, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We lift up the praises to you. Oh, most high God, hallelujah. You're our refuge. You are our strength. You're our very present help. Hallelujah. In the time of trouble, and Lord, you know our country is in trouble. Our people are in trouble. Oh my God, from the White House on down, my God, we need your intervention. We need you to intervene, God. Hallelujah. Rain down justice, Lord. Rain down your love. Rain down a peace, God, that passes all understanding. And God, we decree and we declare that all these hatred, it shall go away. Hallelujah. Based on your word, based on your anointing, we come against hatred. We come against bigotry. We come against biases. We come against disparities in our land today, God. We speak liberty. We speak justice for all based on your word. Not only the Constitution, but God, your word is everything that we need. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord. We're calling on you, God. You say, call of me, and see what I do, great and mighty things. We're more than two or three touching on and agreeing on this line tonight. We see, because no other help we know. We're looking to you, Lord. You've told us, God, that we could call on you, God, and we're calling on you in the name of Jesus. There's power in your name. There's victory in your name. Hallelujah. There's joy in your name. Peace in your name. Hallelujah. We know we win. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is on our side. Glory to God. Praise God. Lord, we know that many times we are troubled on every side, yet we're not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Sometimes we're persecuted for your name's sake, but we're never, ever forsaken. We might feel cast down, but we're not going to be destroyed because you are so good. Greater are you that's in us than he that is in the world. We claim victory. We claim it, God, in the name of Jesus. We claim justice. We claim healing, God. You said by your stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. God, I pray for everyone that's on this line tonight, whatever they need healing in their homes, God. Oh, my God. Healing in their bodies, Lord. Healing, God, in their minds. divine, God, healing, Father, in their finances. We speak healing in those finances, that we will be able to build your kingdom, that we be further your kingdom, further your purpose, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, lift up hung down heads. Encourage somebody's heart tonight. In the name of Jesus, include them, God. We include them in this prayer tonight, even in the loved ones, those that are not saved, those that need you, Lord. Let your mercy prevail, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you're real. We know, God, that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or even think of, according to your power that's working in us. And we know it's your power right now working. And we pray, God, we send out the prayers, God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for every single home that's represented. Hallelujah. Even those that would go back and listen to the recording, and God, and just share this recording with somebody else, oh God. We bless you, Lord. We look to you, God. We bless you, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you for our leaders. We thank you, God, for the pastors that's teaching your word, that's laboring among the people, that makes every effort to get your word out, oh God, to make sure the people of God still have food to eat, that they have spiritual food. Hallelujah. Oh God, to encourage them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Encourage, oh God, in Jesus' name. Heal those that are in the hospitals that are suffering, God. Oh God, for all kinds of diseases and all kinds of ailments. We ask, God, that you would just send your word and heal and set free and deliver. People need your deliverance power. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for it, God. We believe you, Lord God. We're thanking you for the answer, Lord. We pray, God, oh God, that you would show up and you would show out. Let the world see and know that you're in control. You are sovereign. Hallelujah. Give us the strength that we must take a stand for righteousness, God. And after we've done all the stand, that we continue to stand for you, that we'll stand in the liberty wherewith you have already made us free. We believe it. We decree it. We declare it in the name of Jesus, for his sake, for his glory, for your honor, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. The people of God say amen. The people of God say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your will. Glory to your name. We give your name praise. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and worship him in spirit and in truth. Give God the praise. Praises, God. As the praises go up, the blessings will come down. God inhabits the praises of his people. So we just praise you, God. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this time that we can share your word. We thank you, God, that you shed light and you shed revelation. The Holy Spirit, enlighten our path. Order our steps today, God, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. So we say amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited about Jesus. I feel lifted up in the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but I feel a little bit higher, elevated in the power of God. Hallelujah. There's no way that you can say hallelujah and it comes from the inside, that you don't feel the power of God emanated right in your very space. Hallelujah. But I praise God. I'm going to glory, getting ready to go off this line, but I'll tell you what. You don't have to stop praising him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just think on his goodness. When you begin to think on the goodness and how good he is to you and the power of the Holy Spirit, you have to praise him. You got to glorify him. So until next week, we pray that you will just invite someone to to listen in on the prayer and to be blessed like you being blessed. I want you to even send me a text or write on Facebook. Let me know what you receive. I do get texts. I do get a lot of texts from people who said, I've been blessed. And praise God, keep the text coming because it encourages my heart. And I just thank God for you, every one of you. We have the victory. Know that God is that righteous judge and that the Lord is your keeper. Amen. Until next week, I'm signing off. This is Lady B saying I love you, but Jesus loves you most. God bless you. I love you. Bye-bye.